This is Talk Story, Maui's longest running talk show, 30 years. And this is the big day. Should we call it Maui Film Festival Eve? Should we call that?
Sure, why not?
and I have to read what Barry wrote. It's so beautiful. You go to MauiFilmFestival.com and you read, "Without you, we're nothing. With you, we're unstoppable." You read next.
You want me to read it?
Yeah, I just read
that. Defying the odds and with a lot of support, we're pulling off a magic trick worthy of Harry Houdini, David Blaine, and for those who don't know, America's Got Talent's Dustin Tavella.
The trick? Creating something from nothing. How? By manifesting magnificent movies.
We're angels and agents of social change, cutting through the confusion of mainstream content to open the eyes of anyone willing to take our ride.
The Maui Film Festival's vitality and longevity and is hitched to support so many of what you provide. Thanks so much for being the wind beneath our ever-growing wings. And you can finish it up.
And moving us to help heal the world. That's the job that we're doing here, folks. That's why I bust my chops all year long to bring great stuff to Maui. I want to live in a place where it's available. And that's the price I pay.
And this has been just an amazing ride, as you would call it.
Hell of a ride.
A hell of a stellar ride. A stellar ride, we'll call it. Okay. Yes, we love you, Stella. But also on top of that, what happened is, you know, with COVID, we all have our stories. But this was one of those stories. You know, after 20 years and the big 21 and all this, you had this huge thing planned last year. Of course, it didn't happen. Had it planned this year. We all thought by June this last year, you know, we would be able to do it. No. But now, finally, it's all happening tomorrow. Now, let's go through the details because there was a little bit of confusion about getting tickets, and we want to clarify that right now at the beginning.
Okay. You know what I want to do, actually, Cindy, if you give me a second.
Sure.
Ask me another question, because I want to find the email that we just put out today so I can really read it in its best language.
Now, what I'm going to do is tell people if they go to MauiFilmFestival.com, you should go now. I mean, there's absolutely an amazing array of films, which Barry's been collecting now for a year and a half. But the best films you've ever seen that you may not have heard of, but that fit for Maui perfectly and that will inspire you, uplift you, and give you some hope and faith for humanity.
That's the truth.
Yeah. So tell us the details that you just found that we want to make sure people are clear on, because there was a little bit of, like, how do you get tickets and what's that going about? And yes, you can get tickets. There are tickets available for every night, Wednesday through Sunday. That's right, tomorrow through Sunday, right?
So for people who don't get our emails, we ask that you do, only because we don't bother you with unnecessary emails. We never give your email address to anyone else, and it's the best way we have to keep in touch with you, although we do all the social media and all that stuff. There's something special about being in the Ohana, which receives our email, that really sort of puts you more in the, you know, in full view of what we've got going on. So I'm just going to read this really quickly. This is the language that went out today in our most recent newsletter with three astronauts, a lion, a cat, and a dog, my favorite, floating above the Earth. And it says here, starting tomorrow, Wednesday, the 17th of November and running through the 31st, Jesus, Christmas. I need a night's sleep. You folks have no idea how little sleep I've had. Let me try it one more time. You want to read it?
No, you go ahead.
Starting tomorrow, Wednesday, November 11th through Sunday, November 21st, at the Maui Arts and Cultural Center at the A&B Amphitheater, we're doing a live and in-person amazing five-day, basically Honey, I Shrunk the Celestial Cinema, which we're calling the Stardust Cinema. So we have this incredible screen on which things are going to be displayed. They're not projected. It's a big video panel array. If you've ever been to a football game, baseball game, concert, you know, it's a Jumbotron technology sort of scaled down to the size that's appropriate for the Mac. But it's still, I think it's 24 feet high and 19 feet wide. It's big enough.
People will really notice the difference.
Yeah, absolutely. It's way better than anything you've seen before on Maui, at least, in terms of projection of films. So that's like the little, the stuff about the days. This is the most important stuff, because this just changed yesterday. And unfortunately, it changes tomorrow, rather. All the things I'm about to tell you are available to you tomorrow. Unfortunately, an email was put out that didn't take note of the fact that we had a walk-up option for people starting on this Wednesday, and it only referenced a online only, which is how it's been for a week and a half or two now. So it has been an online only purchase situation, but it is now a walk up to the box office, buy a ticket situation that begins, I'll say right here. So buy tickets online at the mauiarts.org and in person. This is the new stuff now, hot off the presses, and in person at the Mac box office, excuse me. I got to get more sleep. I said that before. Okay, so in person on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday from 12 noon to 9 p.m. Again, in person on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday at the box office at the Mac, plus on Saturday and Sunday from 1 p.m. until 9 p.m., you can buy tickets to see the show. All tickets include two or three films at the Stardust Cinema. That's the new name we have for the venue that we've created at the Mac. It includes two or three films as well as one complimentary film to the virtual cinema to enjoy one of our short film compilations, which are some of the best things that happen at the festival. Stardust Cinema is our only under the star is our under the stars lit by the moon powered by the sun venue this year. No films in Wailea, to be clear. We keep getting that question. There are no films in Wailea, and the Stardust Cinema films will screen only at the Stardust Cinema. Meaning we have a Stardust Cinema which is outside at the Mac, and a Speed of Light virtual cinema, which is inside your house, your car, your bathroom, your bedroom, wherever it is you want to be. And that's screening 90 films that wow. Virtual cinema is from all over the world. So that's what we're offering. We're offering the outdoor thing at the Mac, this other thing in your house and in your technology. You know, it shows on any of your technology. It's really easy to figure out how to use it. There's a link on our website that talks about that. And I also want to make clear that all seating is general admission. It's socially distanced in pods of two and four people. Chairs are provided. Again, chairs are provided. You don't have to schlep your beach chairs.
That's
up there.
Great.
Right?
That's great news.
Yeah. Also, no shuttles, which we loved working with the Akina folks. They were just wonderful to us. But, you know, because things are still sort of on a little bit of quicksand over there in Wailea. You know, we just decided early on when we had to make the decision about what to try and do this year that we would just do it at the Mac and do the best we could, make something really special happen there. So that's where it turned out to be. So, again, it's not in Wailea. Some people seem to think that. And then also the rules that apply sort of are the rules that are set by the governor and the mayor, and there's nothing we can do about them. We wish there were none. I mean, we're there. You know, we don't love any of these restrictions. But basically, for it to happen and for it to be safe, and for everyone to be comfortable who chooses to attend, it's all patrons must present a vaccination card. That's a photo, ID, or other acceptable documentation with a matching photo and mask for entry. Please allow extra time to arrive and complete entry requirements. It really won't be that big of a deal. You'll be able to get through that pretty quick. They've got it really wired down there. And that's kind of it. So if you want information about stuff happening at the Mac, and you want to try and reach them to be able to buy something online, their website address is mauiarts.org. And if you want to reach us at the Film Festival, we're handling at the Film Festival our own virtual cinema sales. Mm-hmm. So if you can't make it to the start of cinema, don't worry. Check out over 90 amazing films. That's 90 amazing films, plus the 13 or so we have at the Stardust Cinema. It's over 100 films from like 25 places around the world. So if you're getting itchy and you got rock fever, this is actually a really great cure for rock fever. You can go to like two dozen really countries around the world and find all kinds of interesting stuff. And I really want to make the point that while we've been focusing primarily on the outdoor cinema, the Stardust Cinema, which I think I said includes one complimentary view. Okay, so you got that. We have a mind-blowing, I would use another second word there, but you get the idea. We have a mind-blowing 100 and two film festival overall, but 90 of them are being shown in the virtual cinema. About 33 of them are features.
I was just going down the list. They're amazing.
They're amazing, yeah. So there's so much good stuff in there. I mean, mm-hmm. I know people are excited about the outdoor venue, and you can get a slight taste of the other if you like it. And then if you like it, it's going until December 8th, meaning the virtual cinema goes for roughly 2 weeks after these first two cinemas start on the 17th and both end on the 21st. Excuse me, the Mac ends at the 21st, but the other goes until December 6th. So there's plenty of time to see more stuff. So there's some really important stuff. You know, every year when I do this, I'm always looking for films that are about something that, like, tell me something I don't know. Like, we've all heard every story, you know, the drug crisis, the this, the that, all of it. We've all heard it 10 times. It's just like, we got it. Okay, tell me something I don't know about this, or tell me something about something I've not seen a film made about before. That's what this year is. I've never had a year, and I've dealt with lots of big studios, and I've dealt with small independent, you know, filmmakers. I've never had a year where I have what I consider this a smarter year than this year. The stuff that we're showing, the impact that it has on our daily lives right now, the amazing things you've never seen before that it provides looks at. There's a film on Russia, by the way, an aerial view of Russia, which is astonishing. It's 2 hours long. It's all about the natural beauty, period. Mm. Whatever you think of Russia or any other nation, for that matter, you gotta give their natural beauty a pass, you know, and it's stunning. It's narrated by John Malkovich as well.
Okay.
So that's just one film of the 33 features that are in the virtual cinema. I can name a whole bunch more, but basically
we will go through it.
Okay. But it's going on.
Time, but
it's going
but,
on.
But so this is the idea, folks. It's been a little bit, you know, trying to get everything coordinated here with the situation. It has been challenging for Barry, but it's happening, and you can get tickets. You can walk up and get tickets tomorrow. It starts at 5:45, I believe.
The gates open at 5. The first frame of film hits the screen at 5:45. The whole night's over each of the five nights by 10 o'clock because of the noise abatement rules in the area where it now takes place in proximity to all the housing in Kahului Wailuku. Yeah, we're ready to rock. I mean, I'm so ready, so ready for people to get off the couch and come down and realize that they live in a community of people, not in some wacko sidebar that's virtual in every goddamn moment of it all, and come and see what it feels like to be in a real community, see people and their faces without, you know what I mean? Like, let's get going.
And it's been so long since people have been outdoors. To be able to be full moon, there, you'll see the full moon.
Oh, which reminds me.
Yes.
Harriet Witt, you know, we're doing the astronomy thing. We're not doing it on every night because she was already pre-booked for some other things. But Harriet's going to be there, as is, Josh, who's the other one? Oh, the Halau Kekua o Kala'au Ala Iliahi, my favorite halau. They are the official halau of the Maui Film Festival. It's Haunani and her husband, and they're bringing 20 people down, okay? If you want to, like, if you have some people visiting the island or you're just visiting on your own and you want to check out what Maui's all about, what its indigenous culture is all about, that sort of kahiko style, which is the ancient style of hula, will knock you on your Okoli, that's ass, by the way, if you don't speak Hawaiian. Yeah, this is real stuff.
Yeah, and it'll be magic. You know,
kind of stuff you don't get at a luau, no offense to luau.
Just getting out there in that beautiful setting and doing that and watching these amazingly inspiring movies, which we're going to go down the list of films that are happening in the next 5 days at the MAC, where you can get tickets, walk-up tickets starting tomorrow, and for any of the nights. We're going to go down that list, and then we're going to look at the virtual cinema, because truthfully, we haven't had a chance to focus on that. But, I mean, I've gone down each of these movies, and I have to say each night is stellar and wonderful and inspiring. I think that, you know, it's hard to pick which night is your favorite, right? Because we'll start with tomorrow and the river.
I'll say it this way. There is truly something for everyone this year. There's a mind-blowing film about the environment and lots of different ways that people enjoy it, know it, love it. And I can start with that date. Yeah. That's the Wednesday night opening night film. The very first film is called
River.
Appropriate. Yes, I know him well.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, so it's called River, and it's done by a filmmaker from Australia. It was a big hit at Telluride, which is one of the most highly regarded film festivals in the world, and I managed to get it. It was not easy.
Really?
It took a lot to get this one, because they don't usually give it to small festivals, but as they look around about and find out what we're about, and as Variety wrote a great story on us, I should probably put the link on the website, but they just wrote a great story talking about maybe a dozen of our films from around the world, but also talking about this one film in particular from Australia. Anyway, there's a lot going on. Yeah, I'm trying to stay focused here. So anyway, so that's that opening night starts with that film. Okay, that's not the only film that night, and your ticket doesn't allow you to see a specific film only on the night you've chosen to see a film. You can see the whole thing, which means there are two films of roughly an hour and a half each or longer, or there are three films that might be an hour and 10 minutes, an hour and 23 minutes, somewhat shorter, but basically all features. Anything over 45 minutes, according to the Academy, is a feature film. So. Mm-hmm. So we have a film following that film, River, from Jace Ponbayanko, who's a Maui Film Festival. And he's done this mind-blowing film on what he calls the origin story of windsurfing, which when you go into it, really is the origin story of everything other than surfing. All these other ways people have enjoyed the water, big wave surfing, foil boarding. I mean, all of it is emanated from this.
John Woodhouse did a nice story on that was in the Maui News.
Oh, yeah. He told me he was writing it. I didn't get a chance to see it.
Yeah.
I will. Anyway, so there's that. So that's the second film. And then the third film on the opening night is called, just a little thing called Waterman. It's the story of Duke Kahanamoku.
Yeah.
And it's sort of it's
and it's narrated by.
Oh God, what's his name? Don't
Jason.
Tell me. There you go, Jason Momoa.
Yeah.
He was going to be here, but he had things come up in England, and he couldn't make it. He's come close to coming a couple of times. He knows about us. We know about him.
He's a force of nature, absolutely.
For sure.
Yeah.
So anyway, so he's narrating the film, and it's his life story of Duke Kahanamoku, with recreated segments of his life, and then also some documentary segments of his life. It's a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful film. We were going to have the world premiere of that film, but when we had to move our event from October to November, we lost the chance to have the world premiere. That said, I've never much cared about the level of premiere designation. Frankly, I always want the best program I can get, period.
Right.
But it would have been nice to have had this one on Maui.
No one even cares.
Yeah, so that's that. So that's
and you get really cosmic on Thursday because it is a full moon night, and the eclipse and everything starts later that night. And this was, I looked at both of these trails, Mission Joy with His Holiness and Desmond Tutu.
Lovely.
What an amazing energy.
You can speak to that. The trailer tells you all you need to know about that. It's
about
two quote-unquote holy men who are down to earth, have senses of humor, like to kibitz around with each other.
No ego.
Yeah, no nothing. They just, these guys laugh their asses off, basically. They know how to have a good time. And they're aware of the challenges that exist in the world for all of us, you know?
Oh, yeah.
But they found a way to sort of get through them and not lose the side of the things that are most important in life, which is living a life of service and you know, peaceful intention and all the good stuff that we aspire to.
And you do have some luminaries, and there's going to be an interesting one that you're doing for the Creating the Future Award, which is happening on Thursday.
Yeah, so this is, it's so funny. I just realized this morning, actually, all three people who are getting awards this year have all had films show at the Maui Film Festival.
Wow.
That's where I met them all.
Wow.
So the first person we're honoring is on Thursday. There are two big films on that night. One is called Mission Joy, Finding Happiness in Troubled Times, and that's the Bishop Tutu and Dalai Lama. And then also another film called Aware, which is the most recent up-to-date research being done now on quantum physics, basically. It's sort of like, what is consciousness? What is it? Can you bottle it? What the hell is going on there? You know, because we're all made of the same stuff. I mean, a washing machine and a Tesla and a donut, I mean, all share DNA. Or they share atoms from the Big Bang. Yeah, exactly. That's really what's going on. But the way they talk about it and the way they deal with what the latest thinking is about what death is and how a body sort of disassembles when it loses its physicality is mind-blowing. I mean, it just left me in tears. I almost fell asleep in the film when I started watching it. It was at the end of a long day, and I somehow kept myself awake because it just it lifted me up and just opened my mind to this whole subject.
I'm just going to add that if you're there in that energy with the full moon, seeing something like this, you get the group energy as well. So it's really, I mean, creating a powerful energy field. I really do believe that.
Yeah, if we need anything right now, we need the energy of intelligent people spending time together, looking in each other's eyes and making this shit go away. We need to open it up.
What is life? What is consciousness?
I'm so glad.
That's the question of the night. How is it that we're aware that we are aware that we are aware?
Absolutely.
It's just a brilliant, brilliant film. And so on that same night, this woman who you were beginning to talk about, her name is Tiffany Schlain. She's a futurist really as much as anything else, but she's also one of the most empathetic people I know, and she's done a lot of work in that area. So we're doing what I call the first Maui Film Festival Head Talk.
Oh.
Not TED Talk.
I like that. I love that.
I've got an acronym for it, but I can't remember it at the moment. But in any way, she's going to show a film that she's done called 30,000, which takes you on a journey through the average life, which is 30,000 days. It's like 86 years or whatever.
Oh, my
God,
I never added that up.
So it's a beautiful film. The film is going to be shown that night before she speaks, and then she's going to come up on stage and do sort of a head talk for about 18 minutes, maybe take a few questions as well. So it's a wonderful night to really crack open your coconut and just let stuff in.
I love it.
Thursday. Friday, it's just sort of like, it's Friday and Saturday, so those are like weekend nights and weekend fun films. So it starts with a film called, I'm laughing because it's actually a film called The Debater, which is done by one of the women, by the daughter of one of the directors of his film, which is called Coffee Wars, which a lot of people might know from when he did, the wine film, just drawing a blank on Bottle Shock.
Right.
So this is his daughter. It's called The Debater. it's profane as hell and it's funny as hell as well. It's a great, good, deep belly laugh. So anyway, that's going to show that night before Coffee Wars, her dad's film. We're also going to show a film that night called The Rumba Kings, or The Roomba Kings, some people pronounce it that way. It's a film from Africa that has won all these major awards at African festivals in the last year or so. And it might well get nominated for an Academy Award this year from that country. But
really?
It's a brilliant movie about music. It's a movie about how people when Belgium let go of the Congo, people had to decide what kind of life they wanted to live, what kind of country they wanted to live in, because they weren't particularly taken well care of. In other words, they gave them their freedom, but they also didn't really give them the ways to enjoy their freedom. So these people all sort of got together, key leaders in the country, and they decided, are we going to go to war with these guys and let them know like what we're made of, or are we going to play music for these guys and let them know what we're made of? So they chose to use their music as the weapon, for lack of a better word, to change the world in their favor. And that's exactly what they did. And the music that gave birth to that movement is the music that spread around Africa. So if you like African music at all, This is a lot of the beginnings of it is in this movie. They talk about people being like the Beatles of Africa, or the Rolling Stones of Africa. That's the level and the quality of the musicality of these guys. So anyway, that's the Roomba
Kings. There's such joy in that music. I was just looking at the trailer here as I was talking to you, but I have to say this is really true. And I'm dream of the day where music and the musicians this actually are the ones that are able
calling the shots.
Absolutely true.
Yeah.
Absolutely true.
So I also want to say, in that same night, there's a woman who her name is Kate Nash. People may know her from a Hulu series called Glow. Yeah. So she was the star of Glow, which is a film about women wrestlers.
Mm-hmm.
And subsequent to that, she's done other things. The most recent thing being she's the lead in the film Coffee Wars, which is about sort of third world coffee and are we treating people right that we're getting coffee from it, and sort of wrapped around this global barista contest that takes place in Croatia. There's a lot going on in that film. But anyway, she's the lead in that film. She also is going to be next up as one of the leads in the film being produced by the people that did it's the Lin-Manuel Miranda thing.
Oh, yeah, The Heights.
That one, yeah, the Heights, but the one he won all the accolades for.
And I
want to say Alexander.
We did this before. Alexander, Hamilton.
Hamilton, there you go, yeah. Hamilton, yeah.
Anyway,
so she's doing the music. She's a musician and a really good one.
Wow.
And she's doing the music for this new show that she's in, and it's being produced by those people. That's why I named
them. She's getting the Rising Star Award.
Yeah, she's getting the Rising Star Award. That's the same award that...
it'll be nice, you know, because this year you have a real stage. Before you were on a mound, you know, but you're on the stage for this, so people will be able to see everywhere in the audience. They'll be able to see what's going on.
Yeah, it's
going to
be it's a totally wonderful night, really a fun night. Lots of, you know, great music, great comedy. I mean, the first film was a comedy, really. It's called Coffee Wars, but it's hardly a war film. It's the furthest thing from it. Okay, so that's Friday. Then Saturday night, there are three really wonderful films, one called Sweetwater, which is the company that produces it has done a few of these things. They call the company... something Bliss. I'm forgetting the first word now. I'm just happy I remember my own name at this point. But in any event, it's a wonderful film. I like to say it's a film about people who know the water, understand the water, love the water in whatever ways. It's not all surfing, but it's just people who really understand that with the power that they feed themselves when they get in the ocean and just like let it take them away. So that's that first film.
Well, it's been your savior. Anytime
absolutely.
It gets too hot, you go.
I would have been long gone if it was not for the water.
Yeah, you just go jump in the water.
Yeah.
Right?
And then the second film is a sexy little menage a trois. It's called Ma Belle, My Beauty. And it was a...
And it's beautiful because it's in the vineyards
of France.
Yep. It's lovely.
It was also one of the audience award winners at Sundance in the most recent... Yeah, yeah. It's a wonderful, wonderful film. The poster's great. When you see the posters for all these films and watch a couple of trailers, it's pretty hard to say, you know, I'm not going to get off my ass and go and see any films this year. I got other stuff to do. It's like, yeah, you may, but guess what? Do not miss this thing. Come for a night.
And if you just tuned
come
in,
for two.
I'm talking to Barry
come
Rivers.
For three.
I'm talking to Barry Rivers. The Maui Film Festival begins tomorrow at the Mac. You can get tickets, walk up tomorrow. There are tickets for all these shows available at the Mac, and you will love it. Okay, so
I want to say one more thing about that night. Saturday night. There's a great film called Summertime.
Summertime looks awesome.
If imagine La La Land with young black people in L.A. It's the hippest film we have in the festival this year.
Yeah.
There's a sequence in it that's a dance sequence with all these women in red dresses just sort of dancing in the streets. A lot of the reviews on the film have been off the charts. You know, like the film you need to see this
and
year.
And it's a musical.
It's a lot of things, but yeah, musical is a lot of what it's
like
about.
Like La La
Land.
Yeah.
Well, it's like La La Land. If La La Land was populated by people of color, who knew how to dance, really dance, not through the Jive Ash stuff that they were doing there. All right, moving on.
Good catch.
Nice. Thank you. Glad you realized that, Cena. Doing my best to keep you on the air. And then on Sunday, we have another mind-blowing surf film from the guy that brought us the Eddie I. Cow film of a few years ago. His name is Paul Taublieb. Kai Lenny's in it. Got so many people.
Groundswell.
I have to look at it. Yeah,
It's shot in Nazare
and Jaws and Mavericks, and it stars Shane Dorian, Matt Bromley, Nathan Florence, Keala Kennelly.
Kai Lenny.
Who's the toughest woman on surf for sure. She is the real deal. Mm. Makua Rothman and Kai Lenny. And I think Kai's trying to be there that night. I'm not sure who else, if anyone. It keeps changing. But in and of itself, this film called Groundswell, Epic Stories of Monster Waves, it's based in large part on the time in late November of 2020 when we had some of the biggest swells ever. And all these guys were here. And they were, and Paul Taublieb, the director, was here as well. And he got amazing footage. So that's what that film is about. The other one, I love doing this. I love showing a film that is deep and important in between a couple of surf films, because I got him. I got him where I want him, in those chairs, you know, under the stars. So this film is called, has nothing to do with surfing, but it's one of the most important films you'll ever see. It is also one of the films that will give you a better feel for our positive, transformative future being a real opportunity that we share, rather than like we're all going to hell in a handbasket and it's over and the hell with it and I'm just going to trash my life and so be it. So this film is called To Which We Belong, and it's a film about how much we are able to remediate the challenges of climate change now, how relatively little support the people that are in these businesses that in the collective overallness of it can really turn the world. You give these people a couple of $1 trillion and you watch stuff change and quick. Mm-hmm. The challenge is that they have to make their case over and over and over and over again, because there's always some yahoo who's pulling them down for spending too much money on stuff that will actually save the goddamn planet. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
So like I say, I'm a cheerleader for a lot of these kind of films. I love when people who love the ocean and think that it's never going to change. You know, the ocean's going to change if the water temperature rises.
Every part of the ocean.
Right. And there's none of that in this film. That's what I'm saying. This film is all about upbeat stuff that can change the world. So if you're feeling like, oh my God, where are we headed here? Mm-hmm. We're headed wherever you want to go. You just got to get involved in some way. Give money to somebody. Talk it up with somebody. Whatever the hell. I'm not folding in on this stuff, okay? I am busting through it, and you should too, and change the world so you build a world that your grandkids can live in and you can feel good about when you're 6 feet under or flying around in some space.
Go, Barry.
Yeah, I'm telling you, over this horse manure of like being gentle with all this stuff. It's the time is long gone to be that way about this stuff. The other film is a really intense film, but it's so important. So many women, unfortunately, have been so ill-treated by so many people over so many millennia. And this film here is about one woman's story. She was working in a dive shop, and one guy raped her one night. They don't go into great detail about it, but they make clear that this happened to her. And what the film is about is her. It's called Descent. It's a film from Germany. The poster is so great. But it's a film about a woman who realized that she loved the water to begin with. That's why she was in the scuba diving universe. And she realized that the more time she spent in the water and the colder the water was, the more that her PTSD backed off.
Amazing.
So she now lives a life absent all of those concerns and absent sort of upside downness of that reality. And she's normal. She keeps going to the water and she keeps getting better. Water heals people in a lot of ways, but it usually doesn't heal them at, like, I'm guessing the temperature now, you know, 38 degrees, 42 degrees. Wow. This is some insane number that most of us would freeze up in. So that's all the stuff that's outside under the star. So, I mean, when I say we got something for everyone, I mean we got something for everyone.
But wait, there's more.
Okay, where is it? What is it?
It's the virtual cinema, which we haven't had a chance to cover.
Okay, I know you.
In any other weeks, and there are some international, amazing, inspiring films, and we promise to get a chance for you to go through them.
We're going to do it. Yeah. Let me say a couple things, real fast.
Yes.
It's really easy to figure out how to watch anything that you want to watch that's in this virtual cinema. I got my the instructions on how to do it all from one of my really good friends in Telluride, who's a key person at the Mountain Film Festival. He was kind enough to lend them to me, and they had it figured out. I mean, it's a great explanation of how to do what to make it all happen. You know, mm-hmm. in your living room on your iPhone,
right. In
your TV. You know, there's all these different ways to watch it.
Right.
So there's that. I also want to, just before I forget, tell people that we already have our 2022 dates. It's July 6th through 10th, 2022.
Really?
And the opening night film, we also know what that's going to be. And if you go to 2022 on the navigation bar link, you'll see what it is. If you know the poet Ke Aloha, you're going to be knocked out by what he's put together.
I love him.
Yeah, so there's that. We have lots and lots of sponsors. I hope we have enough time to get to them, but
we can mention them.
There's a lot. Yeah, okay. There's like a lot.
Okay, so listen, this is the virtual cinema premieres only screen at your personal speed of light. Virtual cinema, click on any poster. Very easy. If you go to MauiFilmFestival.com, go to the one below the Mac films and click on the posters, and you save 25 to 50% now on all virtual passes.
Right. I want to say one more thing, because I wrote this, and I love this particular couple of paragraphs.
Okay.
So, you know, you all sort of know now what the outdoor event is about, the Stardust Cinema. This is how I described the virtual cinema when I was trying to write up something that would be clear to people. And this is at the bottom of our homepage, so you can see it for yourselves. Speed of Light Virtual Cinema, that's what we call it. The Maui Film Festival Speed of Light Virtual Cinema. 22 days to travel the world, starting November 17th, ending December 8th. And here's its description. 90-plus short and feature films, all Maui premieres from around the world and right here in Hawaii. To enjoy anywhere on your biggest and smallest screens, all streaming on your favorite cozy couch or lazy boy. If you're in your PJs, tuxedo, lingerie, birthday suit, with a sip or a toke or a gummy and a handful of your favorite munchies, crunchies, popcorn, pokey, pizza, wings and tings, you love the most. So it's basically in your pajamas or in your nothing, in your birthday suit, in your house. You don't have to go anywhere. You don't have to screw around with traffic. You don't have to screw around with, I don't want to be in a crowd with a lot of people. We got you covered.
And you have a chance to see it over days and days.
Right.
I have to tell a little story. Cynthia, thank you, Cynthia. We love you. She contacted me Saturday. Said, we want to thank you. And if you want to do a little up to 2.5 minute video to run in the virtual, you know, we have to have it right away, you know, within days. And I went, oh, my God, how do I do this? It's got to be within days. I don't have anything. It's going to be streaming. I don't want to lose this opportunity. What do I do? So, I mean, I Speed of Light, I channeled Barry Rivers' energy, and I pulled together 90 pictures from the history
of
Koi Radio Pictures.
Perfect.
And I called my friend Tom Vendetti, who's Emmy Award-winning, done like 40 different films and PBS. And he agreed to help me. And I called Barry Flanagan. He agreed to give me a music bed. I mean, unbelievable stuff.
It's great.
You know what I'm saying? And so he's working on it right now. He showed me a rough cut. I added a few pictures, and he's going to have it done within 2 days.
Yeah. So let me just say something now. For people, we have a lot of sponsors, many of whom have gotten on board over the last number of weeks and months, you know.
Right.
But what we have now, what we'll have going forward, because the technology is now there, when you're a sponsor of a certain level, you get to have a film that you choose as the film that you want to be the one that you are, quote-unquote, presenting, right?
Right.
And what you get when you do that are a couple of places in what's called the back end, which means when you click from the poster on the main site to the one that you want to see, you have a chance to put memes up there, a bunch of memes to show, like you did, all these different photographs of everything.
Yeah.
You can also put up video, live video if you want. You can just have your camera and talk to it like a lot of people do.
Ah, cool.
So you get a chance to really share you know, your Manao and who you are and what your company is like. You know, in that way, even if you don't have some fancy-dancy, you know, thing that someone's done for you for a cost of a few thousand, whatever.
We didn't have time or money for that.
Yeah, it brings you to life as an entity in the community who is supporting this festival,
and I thank you for that because it was an amazing journey going through all these pictures that had never been gathered before that we've had over 40 years.
Yeah.
So anyway, thank you.
And now it's done. You know, next year you do the same thing. So, we really try to expand the opportunity that we were offering people and the benefits that we were able to offer people, in large part because this genius little son of the guy that owns this company, who's a Stanford grad or maybe he's still there. He created this magnificent system for creating these online cinemas, and they're a joy to work with. It works really, really well all the damn time. And, you know, we think that people are going to really begin to understand what this opportunity is, because we probably have, 15-20 companies that have spent enough money with us to support us for us to be able to open the door to all this other stuff. So
thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
So I of course love international stuff, and you've got some cool, really cool international stuff, lots of good things. Let's just quickly go. We don't have time for 90, but
yeah,
let's
what
go,
time
let's,
is it? Just to have a few.
We have 20 minutes. Okay, we're good.
So just let me say this as the first thing. We looked at, I don't know how many films, 700-800 films this year, and we picked 102 to be in the festival. They've been aggregated into 13 films in this sort of showcase at the Stardust Cinema. There are also 33, just my lucky number by happenstance, but we have 33 feature films that are in the virtual cinema, not the open-air cinema. Mm-hmm. And then we have about 60 films that are in the short film collection. So there are like 9 or 10 short film collections. So that's how we get to the number of films overall that we get to, right? So every short film has a synopsis. It's a really good way to get a feel for the film. Mm-hmm. They all have a really sort of interesting still frame from the film, so you get a feel for the vibe of the film. So that's that. But I know what you want to talk about are the features, so let me just get to that. So again, like I said, there are 33 of them. I'm going to go through them pretty quickly.
There's so many, it's hard to get. Pick the ones you just stand
well,
out in your
mind.
You mentioned the Russia.
Nothing
Russia
got
from,
in that I didn't love. I'll say that.
Right,
but let me
Russia
just go through
above,
this.
You mentioned,
so Vandana Shiva is the film about the woman who has been the biggest thorn in the side of all the what the hell's the name of the company? I can't stand them. I can't remember their name. You know what I mean? Who are the guys? The GMO guys.
The bad guys.
She drives them crazier than anyone else on the planet. It's an amazing film. It's a documentary about her. It's about 90 minutes long. That's one of the films. Yeah. This next one, Son of Monarchs, is sort of they call it a magical realist film. It's about a young guy. He's a scientist. He's from Mexico. He goes back to visit his family during the time when the monarchs are happening. You know, there's like one time a year when they sort of all show up together. And he morphs into a monarch butterfly as part of the film.
Oh, how
and
fantastic.
You believe every minute of what you just saw.
Oh, my God, how fantastic.
Yeah, so that's wonderful.
See, I wouldn't have known that without you. Okay.
All right,
By the way, when you go and look at the beautiful posters, you just touch the posters or click on it, and you'll go right to the trailer and information.
Well, you go to the trailer, and you go to the synopsis, and you go to all that stuff. Yeah, exactly. So then there's another lovely film called Daughters of the Waves. Mm-hmm. It follows four of the best young women surfers in Chopo, in Tahiti, who ride Chopo, you know, the big wave that's there.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful film. It's a film about family and youth and, you know, loving the water and so forth. So that's that. There's another film in the next row here. It's called For the Dream. People seem to know this guy, Ben Gravy. He's a guy that's made a living by just living his life exactly how he wants to, which means he made a commitment to surf in every one of the 50 states.
Wow.
And he's like a, hey, man, cool dad, you know, cool dude, that kind of guy. And he's hysterically funny.
50 states.
He's hysterically funny. So that's one of the films that's in the virtual thing that's about an hour and a half long.
Uh-huh.
There's another film called Run, Woman, Run. That one is based, you know, about a woman. God, where is she from? I have so many films in my head.
I
can't remember that one. But yeah,
the
picture's
eating
great.
Donuts on the couch.
There you go.
Yeah,
it's a funny, funny film. Then this one I loved a lot. It's called Love in a Bottle. It's a love story between two people who fall in love by happenstance after she sees him at an airport, grabs his wallet, and then calls him to tell him she found his wallet because she wanted to get to know this guy. And they have this long-distance love affair over the course of a year or so. And it's really, really interesting. A lot of younger people will really love this movie. Again, it's called Love in a Bottle. Another one that we have is called A Place for Earth. It's just this beautiful view of what natural beauty is all about and what we're losing by people just not taking sufficient care of it. But it's just, it's upbeat, it's hopeful. I would say this film festival, no guns, no weird crap happening to women. Just, it's like, you know the window that so often so many of us look through every night when we're watching TV? I mean, not me, but a lot of people are into all these, you know, the detective shows and all this stuff. You know what? There is another window you can look through every night, and that window is not that crap. That window is the window where the world is right, where people are enjoying themselves, they're taking care of each other. You know, that's the window that this festival has always presented to the world and those who've had a chance to be there and enjoy it, you know, firsthand. And that is very much more even than ever what the festival is this year. So this
a
is
real...
if you want a break from the CRAP that we all have to, you know, sort of wade through every day.
A real alternative to a higher reality.
Yeah, exactly. All right, so there's that.
I love this picture, De Bear in Mare.
It's a film about a bear, about a guy who he's German, I believe. He goes to Alaska, Western Alaska, for like year after year after year, maybe 10, 12 years, and has developed this relationship with these bears. That if you do nothing else from all the stuff that you're hearing today, go to the website, click on the virtual cinema link, go down a couple of rows, and look at the photograph. Just look at the photograph.
Great picture.
It's a bear that's about three times bigger than this guy, and they're just sitting there together at the edge of a river enjoying their lives, you know, and the beauty that surrounds them. It's a great, great film. It's not the weird one that the grizzly... What was it called?
The
Grizzly?
Guy ate his...
Yeah, that, it ain't that film.
Okay, good.
It ain't
Thank
that film.
You.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And there's another film which is also really deep, really powerful. It's called On Our Own Island. It's about a husband and wife. They meet sort of, you know, a cute meet, you would call it in a movie, you know, where he just sees her coming out of the water and he just is smitten. And he asks her out on a date. She says yes. She hates him at the end of the date and says she'll never see him again. But somehow he writes her this beautiful letter that convinces her that he's worth spending, you know, making the effort to get to know. So they eventually fall in love, have this long, long love affair, which unfortunately ends in him getting Alzheimer's.
Parkinson's.
Yes, that. And she takes care of him, you know, to the end. It's a beautiful poster. It's a beautiful film. It's deep as the ocean. And it's really, really powerful story. A love story. A true love story.
You know, as we're going through these films, it makes me realize the depth of what you know about each of these films, which you've looked at through thousands of films to find these films.
Yeah.
That's what blows my mind.
That's the job, baby.
Wow. Tipping the scale. What's that?
Good question. What is this one about?
Tipping the pain.
Oh, this is about
scale.
This is about addiction. It's maybe four or five different people of all different colors and backgrounds, and they all have dedicated themselves to speaking out, or speaking to groups of people that have this problem, having had this problem, and it is powerful as hell.
Yeah.
I mean, you see some of these people talk to high school kids, and you see the look in their eye, like they're getting what these people are saying about the lives that they're otherwise going to live if they don't get their, you know what, together.
Yeah.
It's powerful as hell. It just knocked me. When I saw it, I was like, it's in. That's it, you know. So anyway, so that's called tipping the scale.
Oh, then I guess it's tipping the pain scale.
Yeah, that's it, the pain scale. Yeah, but the idea is like how to avoid the pain. And
by tipping the scale the right way.
Right. And then there's a film I talked about earlier, John Malkovich's narration of Russia from Above. It's a stunning film. And it's
11 time zones. Think of that. One country.
Yeah, it's the biggest country in the world.
Yeah. Wow.
It's also one of the whack jobbest countries in the world, you have to hope, look in the hopeful side. Maybe the trees will eat these jackasses in their sleep one night. How's that? Then there's another sort of wild film called Dear Mr. Brody, based on a true story of a young guy that inherited a lot of money as a young guy and decided to ask people to just write him letters about what they needed and how much they needed, and he would try and help.
What?
And he helped a lot of people.
Really?
Yeah. He was on the Ed Sullivan Show. I mean, it's a really...
Amazing.
Shep is involved with this film. I think he was one of the co-producers. Yeah, so it's called Dear Mr. Brody. I'll let the trailer speak for itself. Then if you love dogs, okay, I'm a dog person, basically, first and foremost. But we've had some really adorable cats. Bagel and Bebop, how are you? In the Netherland of your lives now. Anyway, this film is called Crazy Cat Lady. Just take it from there. It's about people who just save cats, you know, find cats anywhere they can.
Feed cats.
Yeah. So it's like a really fun, beautiful story with some really interesting people that are like the key people. This one here is called The Big Scary S Word, and the S word in this case is socialism. And the guy makes one hell of a good case for the fact that the United States has had a lot of socialist thinking infused into it over the years, and a lot of the better things that have happened to people who live in this country are the things that have been driven by a commitment to looking at the smarter, harder, not harder, but harter, H-E-R-T, of what that world's about. Like, you know, not every schmuck gets a free lunch because not every schmuck deserves a free lunch kind of thing. But within that universe of people that need help, they need help.
Mm-hmm.
And with all the money spent in all these other ways on battlefields and all this crazy stuff that's gotten us nowhere and enriched a very small number of companies, you know, over all these years.
You meant countries.
This guy makes it, countries, yeah, whatever. So this guy really makes a good case for that. It's really, really interesting.
And one for the holidays, A New Christmas.
Yeah, this is a really film. This won a big award at the Heartland Film Festival, which is also kind of ways like the Maui Film Festival, really, really recognized for its compassionate vision themes. So this is a film about two people who just meet on the streets of New York when they're there for different reasons and under, you know, circumstances that they're stuck there for a while, and they fall in love. It's a lovely film. It's a really nice Christmas film.
It's a Christmas film.
Yeah.
Film, yay.
This one here is one of my favorite films. It's about, I don't know who the flakiest guy you might know who's like 70 years old is, who would do EDM, electronic dance music festival, in his farm or at his farm. He looks like
He
looks like Wally Cox. He just looks like someone you would never associate with this kind of music.
Fighting for Daybreak?
The trailer is great, and it's about him trying to pull off this major concert and the challenges he has from the rain and other crazy things that he never planned for. It's really wonderful. For older people, and especially who are like, I don't have it in me anymore, watch this guy and then tell yourself you don't have it anymore. You know,
Thank you. Have it if you want it.
Another film I loved was called The Fifth Man. It's a film about a coach who really saved the lives of a lot of kids who he was the coach to in cross-country running. I believe this is a Canadian film. Mm-hmm. But it's just a wonderful film about how to live a meaningful life and how to help people that need a lift, you know, lift up. And then there's another really great film.
I need to watch this one.
Savvy, yeah. So this is for anyone, not just for women, but okay. It says here, Savvy is the name of the film. It says, Women, Money, Freedom.
Thank you.
If you need to know anything more about the film than that, I don't know what to tell you. Watch the film. But it's really important, and every woman should have the ability to understand, you know, how to make it through life and, you know, hit the right moments. Okay. Cry of the Forest. Cry of the Forest is a film about the forests of Australia and how they've been just decimated.
The fire is relating to what happened in the fire, was it?
Yeah, it's partly because of that. So it's called Cry of the Forest. It's a really powerful film. And then another one we have called Hell or High Seas. If I had seen this earlier, I just didn't have any more slots in the Stardust Cinema. Yeah, so this would have absolutely been over there.
Hell or High Seas.
Yeah, Hell or High Seas. It's about a guy who's fighting back his PTSD, having spent time in the military, mm-hmm. and he finds a love of living in his experience with the ocean. It's a great movie. Mm-hmm. I love it. Really powerful, beautiful to watch. There's another one here called The Dark Hobby. This is about people who are decimating the tropical fish on the reef by selling them, where they most often live about a year, and then they die, and then it's just like really
it's a huge problem here.
Yeah, it's a Hawaii-based film, actually. So good. It's one of the Hawaii-based.
Did the guy that did that here? Yeah, no, he's working on it. I wonder if he did that.
I've been so busy, I haven't really chased
it
down
yet.
I
love the poster on this next one. What a great picture.
Firestarter is a film about three brothers. They're all from Australia. They're all Aboriginal. And they're all dancers. They're sort of. It's almost like a Cirque du Soleil without all the shtick. You know,
really?
I mean, oh yeah, I think they played at the Mac. They're incredible dancers.
Really?
Yeah, incredible dancers and very connected to their culture. So, got to get a drink of water here.
Yeah, no, I mean the poster on that's gorgeous. I mean, just very strong. And you know, we judge everything by the pictures.
And this film Mao is also an amazing film. It's about one of the least known but best, most highly thought of people in the design world. He's designing everything from a redesign of Mecca to cities to countries. Yeah, his name is Mao.
I'd never heard of him.
Yeah, no one's heard of him, really. I had never heard of him either. Yeah, this is one of the ones I looked at and went, holy.
So he designs cities and places?
He designs everything. This guy, it's an amazing. If you're into designing, if you're an architect, or anywhere involved in the building trades, all that stuff, you want to see what people really can do when they got the stuff, this film will knock you
out. I love the concept.
I'm not giving your ass.
And this one sounds like something I'd love to. A 30-year journey of the soul, Hearts Road.
Yeah, it's about a guy who took, I think, 36,000 photographs over some similar number of years, something like that, and he's put them together to just be this montage of the life he's lived and the things he's seen, and he's been to some amazing places and seen some amazing things.
That's an idea.
It's just a way to sit back in your chair, you know, in your PJs, whatever, and just watch this guy's life. It's super interesting as it unfolds. It's called Hearts Road, H-E-A-R-T-S, Hearts Road. The other thing is a really wonderful film about music called The Sounds of Us. It's just beautiful and really digs deep into the power that music has to heal.
And to, my subject.
To open people up. And I love this film, actually, yeah.
I got to check this out, The Sound of Us.
Uh-oh, what did I just do here? Something wacko.
It's The Sound of Us, yeah.
Oh, you know what happened? America Boxed In just jumped up on my thing.
No, that's
There's a film called America Boxed In. It's all about what's going on now in the ocean.
Al Gore's Inconvenient Truth.
Where's that?
It says this film is better than Al Gore's Inconvenient Truth.
I think we're looking at two different films now,
it says America Boxed In is the film. Says this film is better than Al Gore's Inconvenient Truth.
There you go. But it's about what's going on now with all these ships that are stuck offshore.
Oh, God, yeah.
But it really lays it out and explains it in like really interesting and for
it's
me.
It's another world with maritime people are not aware of out there. I mean, this would be good for
people. Oh, people that work here in that world. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. All right, I hit some button and it went haywire, so I'm just going to bring it back up. I only have a few more to do.
Granted, a wish story.
That's a story about
two kids.
There's a beautiful film after... after the sounds of us, I just want to mention it's called La Recua.
La Recua.
And it's about it's sort of a replication of a mule train that went from Texas to Mexico for years and years and years and years. And it is one of the most beautiful films you've ever.
Oh, it's so.
The trailer does not do it justice. The trailer. About a half the trailer is about stuff that you can barely see. I don't know why they decided to use the segment where they're like, I guess, in a, you know, near a fire as they're taking some night's sleep before they move on. But it's just mind-blowing, this film. It's just really something. So anyway, check it out. If you like it, go and see it. If you don't, you know, whatever. Granted is a film about a family that decides to keep a young child of theirs who has really major physical challenges after being born with them, and they decide to give her the best life that they can. It's all about the relationship between her and her parents, and the parents and the older kid and the younger kid and the kid who's in the chair. It's a hanky and a half movie, that one there. Then there's The Way of Miracles. That's a lot of alternative healing
Deepak
stuff.
Deepak Chopra, yeah. Bruce Lipton, and a whole line of luminaries in this field.
A lot of them are in there. I don't have my glasses on anymore, so I can't read them. This is a film from Hawaii called Aloha Also Means Goodbye. And it's really kind of a well-done local film. I'll just say it that way. And then we're getting to the end of it. There's another film called Doc, as in Doctor, Doc versus Parkinson's. Mm. It's about a guy who is working in stem cell research who gets, I lost too many friends to this disease to want to remember its name.
Yeah.
You know, the one where...
Alzheimer's.
No, the other one.
Dementia.
No, the other one where people lose control of their body.
Oh, musculosclerosis? No. Parkinson's. Well, you said Parkinson's.
There you go.
But you already said Parkinson's.
Right. Okay. Doc versus Parkinson's. Yeah. That shows you how much sleep I had.
That's the title.
How much sleep I had last night.
Doc versus Parkinson's. Yeah.
But this is a film that about him being the guinea pig in his own experiment of using, you know, certain chemicals from the brain to see if he can bring back, you know, these different parts of his body.
And it's a true story.
It's a true story, yeah. Yeah. And he's made some real progress on it. There's now research going on that follows up with him. There's just a wacko film, I can't even describe what it's about, called The Distance of Toby Blackwood. Just watch the trailer on that one. And then the last film, I think, the last film of these 33 films that are in the virtual cinema feature-length division is called Kids on Tech. And if you've got a kid or if you've got a grandkid and you think that you're concerned about tech for a reason, this thing will light you up about doing something about it.
I that's important. I can't believe we actually went through all of those. There's shorts. We don't have time for that. But I'm going to post this on my Facebook site, the audio here, within a day or two, maybe tonight if I'm lucky. And you can go through. So this way, if you didn't get it all, you can go to my Facebook site. You can check it out, and I will list it, and you can go through these when you want to refer back to them. Main story in the last minute here is the Mac is where you will be able to see the next five nights of mind-bending, miraculous movies that Barry somehow was able to pull off, and you can get tickets walking up.
And wine and beer will be served, to be clear.
Really?
Well, yeah.
Oh, that was new.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Good on you. Thank you, Barry.
You're welcome.
Really,
thank you for the opportunity, Cindy. Really, I can't thank you enough. I wish I had more time to thank all the people on my staff. I will. Naomi and Cynthia and Stella and Lou and... I include people from the Mac and that, Candy and Art and Mark Estrella and all the people. I know I'm forgetting somebody just then. But anyway, so yeah, it takes a lot of people to raise a film festival, and we got a lot of really great ones helping us make it happen.
Well, congratulations on getting this far, and have a wonderful, wonderful, magical five nights. All I can say in closing is, folks, go to MauiFilmFestival.com. Go support these movies. You will be glad you do. You're doing yourself a favor. And it'll be a memory that you'll be creating out under the stars there.
You'll be doing a mitzvah. Look it up.
Okay. And thank you, Barry Rivers. Really been amazing seeing this whole thing come to fruition over the last year, 2 years, about, you know, seeing how it finally was able to come to this point. You know, the rest, let the rest just ride and be magic. You know, you've gone through the highest waves yet, so aloha.
Okay, thank you, Cindy. Take care.